Go ahead.
Okay, thanks very much. All right, we are here with the Derby Cultural Commission and our meeting of June 27th, approximately 6:20. And let's go ahead with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, roll call. Sue here. Antonio. He is not here. Ian?
Here.
Okay. Donna and Miguel have, for the most part, relocated to Northern Connecticut. So, we did ask for their letter of resignation, which is sad because they were fantastic, but it's impossible for them to manage Cultural Commission from 50 miles away. And Dawn has a, she is probably resigning. So that leaves us with three active members, two of which are here. So that is the roll call. We'll open up for public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Anyone out there from the public who wants to speak, you are welcome. Last call, anyone from the public wishing to speak? Okay, it is closed to the public speaking portion. Okay, we're going to go into old business and we will table approving the minutes until next month, since there's not a quorum here to do that. But the meeting from May was very brief. It was a 20-minute meeting. And it was just going over the finances for the purchases for Easter. And that was really it. Okay, the treasurer's report for May, income statement, that would be Ian.
Okay, the report for May, I only have, so the balance as of May 1st, 2022 was about $3,180, and we received about $350 of income. Expenses, we had the first payment for the Mostly Green Band, which was $250. We had the first payment for a Royal Flush, which was $459. We had City Stitchers, which was $96. And the first payment of Party People, which is $400, for a total of $1,205. And the income subtotal was $350. So the balance as of May 31st was $2,325.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. $2,325.
What's that?
$2,325.
Yeah, your voice is kind of sounds okay. Like an echo in the room.
$2,325 for May 31st. Okay. And you have a hard copy of that we can attach to the minutes. Okay. So next on the old business agenda is report on recent events, which doesn't seem very recent now, but Mexico flag raising, that went really nice. We had some representatives from Mexico and our community that were present for the flag raising, and they were very, very grateful. It was heartwarming to see, and we stayed for a while and chatted, and actually the Connecticut Post came out and did a very nice story that was published. And the Pride Day flag raising was June 1st. So I shouldn't really be even mentioning that because this is really for May events, but they both went well. And the next business, old business, is the Derby Day updates. Now, Derby Day has already occurred, June 25th, Saturday. So we're just kind of catching up from early May, or early June rather, and then adding a little bit of Saturday's information. So, okay. As far as Derby Day, I will read quickly the program of events for people that didn't get to attend Derby Day, because we are proud of the way the day went. It went seamlessly. And we will be surveying all the vendors, looking for feedback, both positive and negative, and how we could do better for next year. So the program of events was that we opened up at 11 a.m. with welcoming remarks by myself and city staff. We had the climbing wall starting at 11. The climbing wall had two staff people there. They report that over 100 people used the climbing wall, which they said people of all ages, actually. At 11:30, the mayor and his staff began serving the meatball grinders. And I believe they gave out at least two, if not three, trays of meatball grinders. The Mostly Green Band began at 12. They were very helpful and worked with us when we had announcements. Throughout the day, we gave out prizes for the different contests. For the puzzle hunt, we gave out prizes for the Taste of Derby raffle, which is really a raffle, but prizes came with that from the various restaurants, gift certificates. By 2 o'clock, we had the International Fashion Show. There were six models in total, and that was videotaped, and that was a lot of fun. And we had a little, you know, music malfunction there for some reason. Our phones couldn't hook up with the musicians' sound system, but we managed. And at the end, we all sang "We Are the World" together, and that was very nice. We had a little performance by one of the youth who sang. She was also one of the models. We also, by 3 o'clock, had the spaghetti marshmallow sculpture contest. And I do want to say, along with sculptures and contests, we really did have a tremendous presence by Derby artists, Lisa Louise Braley and her fantastic Metro North train photograph exhibit. It was just striking and beautiful. And it was, the photographs were so clear. You could have almost stepped on the trains. It looked like you could have. They were really beautiful. Each car had a name. Each car was an individual color. It was a beautiful presentation by Lisa. And also an artist here in Derby, Jillian Bonham, takes exquisite photographs of her backyard, nature, birds and squirrels. And she was on display too. And a lot of people stopped by and looked at that. Later down the line, I don't see what later down the line was. We just kept giving more gift certificates and awards. And the band concluded by 4 o'clock, and we closed up shop by 5 o'clock. So that was our program of events. Our exhibitors were, for anyone who will be looking and listening to this later, we were really excited about the variety of exhibitors that we had, and we hope that they come back next year. A lot of people reported that they did really well, and it's both whether in sales or whether, you know, through raffles, they did well, including Storm Engine Fire Department, and I know I didn't say the full name right, but they were really happy, as were the Derby Lions. So our exhibitors, the vendors were Amski Delights, Arbonne, Catholic War Vets, Caribbean Curbside Kitchen, Sherry's Nail Chateau, the Derby Cultural Commission, Derby Police, Derby Neck Library, Derby Lions Club, Derby Pop Warner,
Derby Public Library, Desmond's Army, who are the animal advocates for Thunder, our shepherd here in Derby that have been abused, Epicurus Spices, Griffin Hospital, Kyle Marie's Art Studio, Mel's Doggy Ventures, New Bauer Military Toys, Pass the Sugar Tea Time, Pink Paws Grooming, and these two businesses I just mentioned are brand new in town. So that was a good opportunity for them to be here. Purely Essential by Mar, Senti, Shop LuLaRoe, South Connecticut Chiropractic, or Southern Connecticut Chiropractic, The Edge Fitness, this in that market, another new business that took advantage of Derby Day and did very well, as I understand. Tri-Town Girl Scouts, Valley Art Council, Walnut Hill, and Wesley Chapel Church. And the name of the soft serve ice cream vendor escapes me. That went very nicely. The compliance, so we had a total of 37 vendors. Compliance was very smooth with the health department, getting our permit to be able to sell, or not sell, but serve the meatball grinders. And also the compliance with the police department went very smoothly in order to hold the free raffle tickets that were for the Taste of Derby restaurants, because one of our efforts was to promote the downtown Derby restaurants. And we hope to see more of the same. We heard feedback from all sides. We heard, good and maybe not so good, but most of it was good. And probably what we didn't anticipate was the amount of beverages that people would require. They didn't want to use the restaurants. They didn't bring their own. I believe we can get a permit next year to go ahead and sell our own water and sodas if we like, if we have enough staff to do that. This year, we probably wouldn't have had enough staff to do that. And next year, we'll start planning by December. And we're finding that vendors really look at the signs. They don't read the paper, look at social media. So we'll probably put the signs out 2 months early. We're discussing having Derby Day move maybe May 13th, which is the actual Derby Day. And that's up for discussion. We'll have plenty of meetings and public portion for people to input how they feel about maybe changing Derby Day a little earlier, because we do have a lot of weddings, the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, graduations. Fortunate that we got the vendors that we did. So that's under new business. Also under new business, we're looking forward to accessing lists of new home buyers or renters and providing welcome baskets to them from the Derby Cultural Commission. The summer concert series coming up, we will be volunteering and having a Cultural Commission booth there at the summer concerts, at each concert. And we are recommending a few wonderful volunteers for appointment on the Cultural Commission. And that would be Cindy Bristol and May Ely. We've worked with them already, and they're really have a great energy and positive spirit for Derby. The next meeting date will be July 25th at 6 p.m., which puts us back to a regular schedule. We'll be having our regular Derby Cultural Commission meetings the fourth Monday of each month, as we did previous to COVID. So I think that will help keep us consistent and allow people to plan to attend the meetings or watch the meetings. And that is it with me doing all the talking, because it's just the two of us. So did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Just want to thank everybody who made Derby Day possible. And that is a wide array. The city especially rolled out the welcome mat to us on every single level, from finance to the mayor's office to public works to our town clerk. It was just a beautiful thing to see and very uplifting. So we look forward to more of the same, and I think that's it. So we can conclude our meeting at 6:35. And I think Mark isn't expecting us to conclude it so quickly. So I think we can just log out.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. See you next month. See you. Bye.